stage, conceptual or something, to work into it. I mean, another thing to look out for in your own life, because, I mean, we're only ones we can change ourselves, right? Is this. Don't think like a machine. And there is a risk for that in this society that is dominating the world today. Well, maybe it isn't anymore, actually, but it's kind of ruling a bit. This materialism that tells us that all is just a machinery. It's all just matter. There is no soul, nothing behind. We are just a ticking clockwork in the brain. Because I mean, I've seen and I meet and not even have friends who are a bit like that, and I think I've even myself been a bit affected by that mood that this results in, you know, to grow up with that worldview and that self-image and that image of others. We value ourselves and others much in terms of brain capacity, you know, how fast this logic machinery there can work. Click, 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 look, look. I'm so smart. I can learn, stuff a lot of into my memory. I can process the information very quickly, powerfully. I'm intelligent. And then, you know, you get a PhD and a professor title and a Nobel Prize. And then there you are, the leader of the intellects and minds of many people. We should see how, first of all, that how much that level there of intellectuals and their idea about intelligence and intellect, then sips through the rest of society and shapes the culture. And when I was a kid, engineers, they were the stars. They were the greatest because they were the ones building these fantastic machines. And my parents used to tell me, you should become an engineer. That gives the best salary, the best jobs. But I didn't like this technical stuff so much. But anyway, that's pretty much the shape, you know, or is shaping and has been so for a while, our culture, our Western culture, fairly much, especially after religion was, and I'm talking about the country where I live in, religion is very small. Or that, I think it has changed for the past decades, but used to be. But it's not a matter of faith, it's a matter of how we act. And, you know, whether we walk around looking at the world around us, including these other beings called humans that happen to be here, as something to deal with, or we just try to deal with it in that way, because that's all we learned, you know, by logic and reason, and I know better, and should be like this and not like that, and yeah, I've seen it in programmers, and I guess being a programmer, well, or if you are such a person, then that seems to be a natural job for you. But then how that can also amplify, so if you spend your days and nights with such activities, you may start to treat the people around you the same way, making the program work. And if there's something wrong with them, they have the wrong opinions or behave the wrong way, then debugging. But it's what we're talking about also much in this cosmology that I talk a lot about. The cosmology of humans, of people in other cultures, those who are more still based on the old wisdom, a deeper knowledge, a knowledge that is not, at least not to that extent, overtaken by this Western materialism, then you find that to them, and it was the same here, when you go back some time, that people in their lives are more concerned about and interested in and occupied with personal relationships. You know, there was, and there is, ethics there at the center, how to behave nicely towards others, how not to cause each other suffering, but to help each other. You know, these tenets, these ethical this ethics that you find there in all the cultures. And I think that people were much more developed on that side. Well, in the old days, but also in countries, in places that are not necessarily top performers and the sophisticated material societies that we find in several certain countries of the planet today. So I think that also what we're seeing now, this, you could say, revolt, and in a way I would say non-violent, non-cooperative resistance that we find among the global south, I think this is a sign of that. It's time to change. It doesn't work the way we do it now on Earth. You can't fix it all with another machine and more money. Machines that produce money or whatever. You don't become happy by rebuilding and repainting your body and collecting lots of nice decorations and comforts for it. And so on.